Hi, this is the dictation for Utica Smith, U-T, like Tom, E-K-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 12/28/1974, date of accident is 10/19/2021. There is another date of service is 9/20, date of accident is 9/20/2022. The patient has been a victim of an automobile accident. She presents here for today for a follow-up visit. The date of service or date of visit is 6/12/2023. The patient continuously has anxiety, panic, depression, ongoing pain in the neck, left shoulder, lower back. Currently, she reports that her pain has reduced to 4, level of 4, in the neck, and the lower back is only 3, left shoulder is 4, and she can lift her shoulder, left side, up to 120 degrees without any pain. She's undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and home treatment as such. She's found to have a left sacroiliac joint, which is quite painful. Her usual pain in the lower back is mostly towards the left sacroiliac joint. However, the pains are usually around 4, maximum 6. The ADLs are not gravely affected no longer, and she does report 90% improvement in her pain, pain level and healing. Please review the ADLs. Please review the chart for the ADL system review, as well as additional history and substance abuse and a compliance history. Please review that. The physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure was found to be 148 over 117, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same as from previous visit, which is 525-2023, dictation number is 0526-055. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan is the patient tells me that she has had a deposition or maybe an IME, but she doesn't remember everything due to her issues with the memory and night and the issues with the TBI. She may have some issues with remembering. Her physical therapy continues to 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and lower back, shoulder, and left sacroiliac joint with traction massage and other modalities. She remains disabled for work as well as housework and transportation. The patient is provided with Tramadol 50 milligram, one tablet 2 times a day, 60 tablet for pain relief. Namenda is prescribed 5 milligram daily for a memory help, and hopefully 5 milligram will be enough, otherwise it will be increased to 10 milligram on the next visit. Her MAPS were reviewed and they were found in compliance. Labs were also reviewed, and the patient has been advised regarding her ongoing MRIs that we had done after the accident. The one we have provided are as follows. The lumbar spine has a L5-S1 disc herniation along with disc bulge with degenerative change of the facet joint and bilateral foramen stenosis, effacement of the anterior thecal sac, as well as at L4, L5, there is a left facet effusion, facet degenerative changes, the degenerative phloem hypertrophy throughout, but there is no significant central canal stenosis. The patient is informed about these findings. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, and bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7, with a moderate central canal stenosis and thus nerve root compression. However, thoracic spine was completely normal, and in the left shoulder there was a supraspinatus tendinopathy with a partial thickness tearing, bursal side fraying, and also biceps tendon tenosynovitis and AC joint hypertrophy. In the right shoulder, it was found to have no pain at all, but the MRI was positive for subcoracoid bursitis, sacromial subdeltoid bursitis, fluid in the shoulder joint, bicipital tenosynovitis, degenerative changes in the superior labrum, right shoulder supraspinatus tendinitis, and degenerative changes in the right glenohumeral joint with associated chondromalacia. The patient was informed about all of these findings, and we informed her that if she although she is already healed up in the right shoulder, she still has issues in the left. She has been advised about the role of injection treatment with dexamethasone. She has had two injections in the left shoulder, which brought her complete relief. She also had come only one time for her lumbar epidural injection, which brought her some 30-40% relief. She is still due for her sacroiliac joint injection to the left side, times two, cervical epidural injections, times two, and at least two or three more injections for the lumbar epidural. If she provides the consent, we'll be more than happy to do those. At this time, patient continues to following medication, Celebrex 200 milligrams once a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, Essifex 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 milligrams at night for pain relief, Xanax 1 milligram at night, 0.5 milligram was provided, and she can have one or two at night or in the daytime for panic and relaxation. Zoloft was also provided for her anxiety and depression. Lidocaine ointment was provided for a topical pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable, and if she chooses to have some more further injection, we'll be more than happy to do them. We have also provided her a Onlux photobiomodulation that will bring her some mild laser treatment at home. 10 units were ordered. Rollator walker has been provided, and a compounding cream along with naltrexone capsule 1 milligram were also provided to her. That will be the end of the session. Thank you. We'll see you in 1 month's time.